Hey everybody, and welcome to day number 21 out of 60 of the Your Defining Story minicast. I'm your host, Frederick G, and today I'm going to go and share my experience about this 3-day fast that I just went on. Now, if none of you have ever fasted before, fasting is a good way, from what I've read, it's a good way for the body to be able to naturally reset itself. I've been hearing a lot about cleanses and fasting and water fasts and whatnot, etc., etc., etc. And it was a friend of mine at the gym that kind of put the idea into my head, because he was talking about how he went on a 3-day fast and how he kind of just experienced some really phenomenal things while being able to have his body kind of do a natural reset. And so just on the whim, this past Monday, it's Thursday right now, Monday 4 p.m., I was in a meeting. I was kind of munching down on a cookie and drinking some coffee. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go on a cleanse. I'm going to go on a fast right now and not eat for the next 3 days. And then on that Monday, I started just doing a little bit more reading, some YouTube videos, and they say that when it comes to doing a fast, you can drink mineral water, regular water, coffee, or electrolytes, but not Gatorade, just electrolyte tablets, right? So that you can maintain your water, stay hydrated, and whatnot. And they also said, too, that if you make it past the very first day, the very first day is the hardest. So if you make it past the first day, you will be in good shape. And so the very first day ended up being the hardest for me. I ended up kind of just being a lot more hungrier than I thought, and even though I've done intermittent fasting in the past and recently, I've noticed that combating hunger was probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do. Now, if you've ever seen a lot of posts that help people grow or talk about how people can better themselves, etc., etc., there's this good post that I see quite often that says that the best lessons in life come from a broken heart, an empty wallet, or an empty stomach. Yeah. I've definitely experienced an empty wallet before, and I've most definitely experienced a broken heart before, but never an empty stomach, right? And just when I went through this, it was such a kind of a grateful kind of feeling to be able to put things into perspective. And when I went to my second and my third day, I was hungry. But I wasn't as hungry as I was the first day. And just thinking about how there are children and there are people around the world that go days or weeks without seeing a meal. Number one is just a little mind-boggling considering the year that we live in. Number two, it made me just realize personally that going on a fast for 3 days, it's not as bad compared to what other people are experiencing around the world. In those moments that I've experienced in the past couple of days, I just realized that I really am grateful for having the things that I have at the moment and being able to put food into my stomach. And it just was quite an amazing feeling. Not only that, upon the second day and going to the third day, I reached this level of lightheadedness where I felt vaguely fluffy, but also felt really focused, and I felt like I was in a state of enlightenment. And it made me feel a sense of euphoria. I know that sounds really funny. I was feeling happy and excited and passionate about not eating and kind of going through like this lightheaded phase, but I swear, I shit you not. The reset that I did on my body and just these levels of internal happiness that I was feeling because I was being able to be more present in every single moment during this fast really did increase the quality of my life. I know that sounds incredibly backwards. you should not eat for 3 days to increase the levels of happiness in your life. Now, I'm not saying that that may happen to you, but if you do try that, let me know if you do experience the same kinds of things. And I guess one of the last benefits that I saw a lot was just more of my ability to be able to have more energy, even though I'm going to CrossFit every single day and kind of working out on no food. But I did see a sense of urgency when it came to me ringing off my alarm every morning. I'm like right awake. I'm wide awake. I'm alert. I'm ready to go. I've been able to get to work earlier than usual. And I've just been able to get into a state of flow a lot more easier because I was able to get into this free flow exchange of ideas and thoughts that are going on in my head. And it's just more of, my ego is kind of telling me, oh my God, I'm so hungry. And when you learn how to suppress the ego, because your ego, your mind is trying to tell you that you're hungry, you really do become something beautiful and something different. And I'm doing the best I can to put into words the experience that I felt while I was on this. But I'm really doing the experience no justice. So if you are listening to this and you feel like being adventurous, I highly suggest going on a 3-day fast. See what it does for you. See what kind of new heights and new perspectives that it creates for you. And just see how appreciative you become for having an ability to be able to consume food, like theoretically at a moment's notice. So that's my quick little tidbit of the day and how I've learned to become more gracious by fasting in the last 3 days. Thanks again, all. I love you all so very much. And I'll see you all next episode. Take care. Hey, everybody, and welcome to day number 21 out of 60 of the Your Defining Story minicast. I'm your host, Frederick G., and today I'm going to go and share my experience about this 3-day fast that I just went on. Now, if none of you have ever fasted before, fasting is a good way, from what I've read, it's a good way for the body to be able to naturally reset itself. I've been hearing a lot about cleanses and fasting and water fasts and whatnot, etc., etc., etc. And it was a friend of mine at the gym that kind of put the idea into my head, because he was talking about how he went on a 3-day fast and how he kind of just experienced some really phenomenal things while being able to have his body kind of do a natural reset. And so just on the whim, this past Monday, it's Thursday right now, Monday 4 p.m., I was in a meeting, I was kind of munching down on a cookie and eating some coffee and drinking some coffee. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go on a cleanse, I'm going to go on a fast right now and not eat for the next 3 days. And then on that Monday, I started just doing a little bit more reading, some YouTube videos, and they say that when it comes to doing a fast, you can drink mineral water, regular water, coffee, or electrolytes, but not Gatorade, just electrolyte tablets, right? So that you can maintain your water, stay hydrated and whatnot. And they also said, too, that if you make it past the very first day is the hardest. So if you make it past the first day, you will be in good shape. And so the very first day ended up being the hardest for me. I ended up kind of just being a lot more hungrier than I thought. And even though I've done intermittent fasting in the past and recently, I've noticed that combating hunger was probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do. Now, if you've ever seen a lot of posts that help people grow or talk about how people can better themselves, etc., etc., there's this good post that I see quite often that says that the best lessons in life come from a broken heart, an empty wallet, or an empty stomach. Yeah. I've definitely experienced an empty wallet before, and I've most definitely experienced a broken heart before, but never an empty stomach, right? And is when I went through this, it was such a kind of a grateful kind of feeling to be able to put things into perspective. And when I went to my second and my third day, I was hungry. But I wasn't as hungry as I was the first day. And just thinking about how there are children and there are people around the world that can go, that go days or weeks without seeing a meal. Number one is just a little mind-boggling considering the year that we live in. Number two, it made me just realize personally that going on a fast for 3 days, it's not as bad compared to what other people are experiencing around the world. In this, and in those moments that I've experienced in the past couple of days, I just realized that I really am grateful for having the things that I have at the moment and being able to put food into my stomach. And it just was quite an amazing feeling. Not only that, upon the second day and going to the third day, I reached this level of lightheadedness where I felt vaguely fluffy, but also felt really focused, and I felt like I was in a state of enlightenment, and it made me feel a sense of euphoria. I know that sounds really funny. I was feeling happy and excited and passionate about not eating and kind of going through like this lightheaded phase, but I swear, I shit you not, the reset that I did on my body and just these levels of internal happiness that I was feeling because I was being able to be more present in every single moment during this fast really did increase the quality of my life. I know that sounds incredibly backwards. You should not eat for 3 days to increase the levels of happiness in your life. Now, I'm not saying that may happen to you, but if you do try that, let me know if you do experience the same kinds of things. And I guess one of the last benefits that I saw a lot was just more of my ability to be able to have more energy, even though I'm going to CrossFit every single day and kind of working out on no food. But I did see a sense of urgency when it came to me ringing off my alarm every morning. I'm like right awake. I'm wide awake. I'm alert. I'm ready to go. I've been able to get to work earlier than usual. And I just been able to get into a state of flow a lot more easier because I was able to get into this free flow exchange of ideas and thoughts that are going on in my head. And it's just more of my ego is kind of telling me, oh my God, I'm so hungry. And when you learn how to suppress the ego, because your ego, your mind is trying to tell you that you're hungry, you really do become something beautiful and something different. And I'm doing the best I can to put into words the experience that I felt while I was on this, but I'm really doing the experience no justice. So if you are listening to this and you feel like being adventurous, I highly suggest going on a 3-day fast. See what it does for you. See what kind of new heights and new perspectives that it creates for you, and just see how appreciative you become for having an ability to be able to consume food, like theoretically at a moment's notice. And so that's my quick little tidbit of the day and how I've learned to become more gracious by fasting in the last 3 days. Thanks again, all. I love you all so very much, and I'll see you all next episode. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.